write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Unbehound. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1. Another edition of Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Unbehound. That was Mark Malman with The Heart is a Loaded Weapon. Mark is a Twin City musician and film composer. Up next, Dave Carpenter and friends with Little Country Town.
We raised up a pretty good family, just this old place and Mama and me, just a few miles outside our little country town. Shared a lot of love where the memories shine, but there's places in our hearts that still hurt at times, as we live our lives around our little country town. There's been a lot of winters when our pockets were bare. A little guy would need the docking, it's a week-long scare. The kid's okay, but my, how those bills have grown. But the hospital says, just pay when you can. The same went for the doctor and the grocery man. That's why we stayed so close to our little country town. Now they're busing our kids to a bigger town far away. And the second bill comes in red when you can't pay. We all gotta move so fast just to keep up that we can't last. Time you feel the soul has left your little country town. But you still know all your neighbors, they're a part of this land. When you need their help, they'll do what they can. Cause those folks are still there, deep in the heart of a country town. You see, we still gotta live around our little country town.
Darling, I know you're born tired too. We've done our best to be patient, though I fear a pardon's overdue. Hold your tongue like an angel. Night's getting late for us, darling. We need a good night's sleep real soon. I'll dream a badminton softly in the cattails of Rum River Creek. And wine like the river of warm Okoboji as she trails to the sea. Morning arrives, we'll be grateful to sing another day. We'll do our best to be patient. Once again, we earnestly pray. You can bear me down softly in the cattails of Rum River Creek. Wine like the rivers of warm Okoboji as she trails to the sea. Done our
me patience, though I fear a pardon's overdue. And I fear a pardon is long.
Fossil Fears from her CD by the same name. Before that was Lori Ackermark with Michael McElrath, The Cattails of Rum River Creek. Up next, here's Andrew Spreck, Falling Again on Minnesota Homebrew.
Chain and the news around my neck.
come home at night and the darkness around, it's wasting me away. My soul is turning numb. When I look into myself, I don't like what I falling again. I've tried every medication to clean up the mess, and someday I suppose I might see what a doctor says. Well, maybe seeking comfort any way I can, just a tender touch.
Sold out. sold out. Is underneath the sun. Ooh, that I live for, all that I cry for, it only just begun.
That was Cole Randall with Under the Sun. Coming up, Patty Wood sings Lord Help Me Make It, but first, here's North Shore musician Michael Monroe with Again and Again here on Minnesota Homebrew.
I'm reminded to listen within to the voice that is singing the tune that we sang on that moonlit evening. I was wandering looking for you, and I knew you the moment we met. In a dance I was swept away, spinning round. That I know what you're going to do. Then from out of the blue you turn me. Just when I think that I know all your moves, you spin me round on the floor till I can't find the door anymore. Spinning round on. In a dance I was swept.
Through the storms, I've been looking for a this life alone. Then I saw the eyes that set my soul on fire. Now it's you I'm thinking of and I'm inspired. I turned a smile that warms my heart to a then dreaming of the stars.
They're listening, just who do you think you are, anyhow? Hi, I'm Brad with another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. And today's tip veers from the craft of songwriting and gets more into the mentality of songwriting. You know, why is it that when we introduce ourselves to someone, you know, they'll shake our hand and say, well, you know, what do you do? Well, I'm a school teacher. I'm a custodian. I'm an attorney. I'm a computer programmer. I mean, why do we always let our day job steal the thunder of who we really are inside? Because if you're like me, I'm really a songwriter. It's just the day job that supports the lifestyle of me actually being able to be a songwriter. What would happen if we introduced ourselves to someone and said, well, I'm a songwriter? What do you think they might say? They might say, oh, really? I've had people say, oh, wow, a free spirit. Or maybe they'll say, well, geez, have I heard any of your songs? You know, right away they get interested. Their ears kind of perk up, you know. But if you tell them you're a diesel mechanic, they don't ask you what kind of plugs you've been putting in. Or if you're an accountant, oh, geez, what kind of software do you use? They don't care. It's not interesting to them. It's not that our day jobs are boring or that they make us boring people, but so many people are just intrigued by it when they hear songwriter because it's so mysterious to them. It's such an art. So why not give the person you really are inside its due and introduce yourself as songwriting? And over the next week or so, try doing that. When you introduce yourself to someone, when you see somebody new, and they ask what you do, say, well, I'm a songwriter. And just see their reaction. Of course, you can always tell them what your day job is to be able to afford you to do songwriting, but come out first with the songwriting and just see what the reaction is and see how that makes you feel inside as well, because sometimes we tend to think, because we're songwriters, that we're, you know, starving artists, but the writer in us is really who we are, and why not let that shine? So that's the tip this time. Again, if you would like to suggest a song tip, or you have a question about songwriting, email me at lists@braddunzeymusic.com. Until then, keep writing from the heart.
That's great advice from Brad Dunsey, member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Reminds me of a trip I made to Nashville several years back. Had a chance to visit with Dennis Morgan, a Minnesota boy himself, writer of such big hits as Smoky Mountain Rain, Nobody, and Sleeping Single in a Double Bed. Dennis said, "You must write from your own experience. You must write from your own heart. Don't try to be someone else. It won't work. Follow that advice," he said, "and you will never go wrong." Up next, the smooth vibes of Rod Kinney with Infinite Love here on Minnesota Homebrew.
It's a flower growing up inside me, overpowered, knowing all that will set me free from the things I see. You know it's all an illusion, yeah. In the sight of a New York skyline, you don't see with your eyes, you see with your mind. A prison wall that can dissolve to a higher ground. A sleight of hand can decide the fate of a distant land. The eve of destruction looms again. Secrets only hide the truth of what's being done to whom. No more confusion, infinite love's the only truth. Everything else is illusion. Get in tune to a frequency to open wide to possibilities inside. A heart so strong to start the journey where we belong. A worldly mind can see beyond any borderline. Within us all lies the truth within. Secrets only hide the truth of what's being done to whom. No more confusion, infinite love's the only truth. Everything else is illusion. Secrets only serve the few. The smoke screens ain't at you. To spark a reflex, the world will light the truth makes through. With booze and sex and cigarettes, to tell you how you should feel. It goes on.
Illusion.
assume you've all heard about the movie that's out titled Lincoln. It's doing very well in the box office and starring Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Field, and Tommy Lee Jones. If you haven't seen it, do see it. It encompasses the last month of Abraham Lincoln's life. And in that vein, we're going to do a couple songs. One titled Abe Lincoln by David Stoddard from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. And the other one's a little on the lengthy side, but why not? Bob Moskowitz with And They Knew What to Do here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Abe Lincoln's from Kentucky. They took his memory to Illinois. They have a Springfield there in Kentucky, the land of Lincoln. As a boy, the only thing he did down in Springfield, I mean the one in Illinois, was be a lawyer and politician, never honestly employed. Climate and not to talk, you think to live down there would be polar. How each October they start to squawk. Well, those who've lived there, they can tell you it gets near 40 and the tears will flow. It gets much colder out in Minnesota, out on the prairie where the call winds blow. You ought to get out more, see the world. And I don't mean down to Lake Geneva or Tommy Bartlett, whom you have spoiled. We in Wisconsin, we ain't your state park, but we don't need you in that attitude. So take your whining back down to Chicago and stop your gawking, 'cause this ain't a zoo. Well, Abe Lincoln's from Kentucky. You stole his memory to Illinois. They have a Springfield in Kentucky, the land of Lincoln.
Isaac stood by Benjamin, leaning on a tree. William came along to chat, and at his side, Ollie. The four of them were dressed in blue. All of them knew what to do. Lincoln called upon them, a civil war was due. All of them had children, though Isaac lost his wife. Three of them were immigrants who came for better life. The four of them were cavalry, horses tied up to the trees. Lincoln called upon them, death was in the breeze. And they knew what to do. This country was still new. The men that they were fighting had different points of view, and the cause was for freedom, whose time was overdue. Our country was divided, but still red, white, and blue. Captain said they're coming. William yelled, let's go. Odie, Isaac, Benjamin, and others in a row. The four of them and all the rest, soon to face another test. Lincoln called upon them to do their very best. Onward into battle, frightened as can be.
Someone's going to die today so others can be free. The four of them stood up to fight. The battle lasted days and nights. Lincoln called upon them, this country must unite. And they do what to do. This country was still new, and the men they were fighting had different points of view. And the cause was for freedom, whose time was overdue. A country was divided, but still red, white, and blue. Them shared tears of grief to lives of fallen soldiers. Isaac, William, Benjamin, and Ole were the best of friends. Lincoln called upon them, here's where their freedom ends. William came from New York, Isaac, South Dakota, Benjamin, Ohio, Ole, Minnesota. The four of them now lay together, side by side to be forever. Lincoln called upon them, they gave it one full measure, and they knew what to do. This country was still new. The men that they were fighting had different points of view. The cause was for freedom, whose time was overdue. Our country was divided, but still red, white, and blue. Isaac, William, Benjamin, Ole, and all others died so we can all profess we're sisters and we're brothers. The four of them have come to be the spirit of humanity. Lincoln called upon them so we can all be free. And they knew what to do. This country was still new. The men that they were fighting had different points of view. And the cause was for freedom, whose time was overdue. Our country's now united, because they died for you. I hope we all remember what freedom put us through. Let's not forget the soldiers of wars both old and new. Let the teachings of our fathers proclaim our freedom's truth, and the markers there upon the graves bear witness to the proof. America, America, the land of liberty, just like God in heaven intended us to be. Maybe someday soon we will all agree, and the people on this precious earth forever will be free.
I'm not always mind my manners, always practice grace, keep my soul from the fire, hold strong to my faith. Why should only the single girls have fun? Mama's got to have some higher heels, pouty lips, bigger hair, a sharp wit. How about a long kiss, a slow dance, a hot night, one more chance? I'm just sitting here looking at goodnight. Mama's got to have some fun. What I wouldn't do for a single night of true bliss. Gotta start taking care of my needs instead of his. Gotta rev up this volume, roll my stockings down, leave the kids with the neighbors, wake up this sleepy town. Why should only the single girls have fun? Mama's got to have some higher heels, pouty lips, bigger hair, sharp wit. How about a long kiss, a slow dance, a hot night, one more chance? I'm just sitting here looking at goodnight. Mama's got to have some fun. Turn on those daydreams, kick open the door, and let's stir something up like we've never done before. A long kiss, a slow dance, a hot night, one more chance. I'm just sitting here looking at goodnight. Mama's got to have some higher heels, pouty lips, bigger hair, sharp wit. How about a long kiss, a slow dance, a hot night, one more chance. I'm just sitting here looking at goodnight. Mama's got to have some.
Catchy tune, Mama's Got to Have Some by Jill Holly, Minnesota songstress who celebrated a birthday this week. Well, if you watched The Voice on NBC, you're well aware of a gentleman named Nicholas David, real name Nicholas David Mrozinski. He's from Eagan, Minnesota. Nicholas has now made it to the top three, and all of Minnesota, I'm pretty sure, is rooting for him. Here's Nick Mrozinski with How Many Times on Minnesota Homebrew.
Oftentimes feel that I gotta change my point of view, and that's why I'm gonna try to imagine what life's like in someone else's shoes. I'm trying to peace out days as I'm dancing for rain, trying to make sense of it all when there's no need to explain. Well, there's a spirit in the air, it's a time for change. But are you gonna keep sitting quietly and let things just stay the same? What are you waiting for? The sun to rise. What are you waiting for? Another day. What if there's not another day? That's why I try to remain useful and strive to be great. sit and quietly let things just stay the same. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Oh. What are you waiting for? Another day. What are you waiting for?
Just remember I'm the guy you conveniently ripped from your life. On the day that you said next, you became my latest ex, instead of friend and lover and wife. If you had a room of fools and you read them all the rules, they wouldn't follow one for you. When you made it very clear I was to be nowhere near, did you mean it when you said Timbuktu? Why do you toy with my heart? Why do you toy with my heart? When it comes right down to me, I just crave obscurity. So why can't you just leave me alone? You're the magnet on the steel. When you want me, you just reel. But I really need to swim on my own. So if you see me on the prowl, don't you think of yelling foul. After all, I didn't start this ugly fight. And if we meet up someday, turn and walk the other way. Don't stop until I'm clear out of sight. Why do you toy with my heart? Why do you toy with my heart? My heart, why do you toy with my heart? Don't toy with my heart.